VR mobile.
And 4 ZLK mobile.
Boy, it's really cutting up fast now. Turning dark out there. You ought to have a nice cool breeze and some shade.
The top end of a storm that was blowing through headed your way. It looks like it's getting smaller the further east it gets.
Temperature actually went down, but I didn't pay a lot of attention because the car had been in the garage, in the basement. But it says 85 Fahrenheit out here. I guess that beats the 90s. They're talking about that the rest of the week.
Clouds clear up, it'll go back up. On my truck thermometer now, it was 90 earlier before I hit the clouds and the rain.
That would be nice. Oh, gracious, I had Enrique, he's a Mexican fella down there. I know him very well. He's been there many years, and I had him pick me out some green peaches and the ones that were picked this morning. And ironically, they get there in 2 days, and I've sent them to Kansas before to a dear friend of mine who just lost his leg, and you just can't do it because they get rotten before they deliver them out there. Oh, there's been a wreck down here. A real squirrely corner as you're going north on 101 just before you get down to this big storage place. And they sure took their time getting there because it was there before we got home a while ago.
Now, it can take some time for officials to get there, especially the highway patrol. They're so spread out. They might get the paramedics there pretty quick, but if nobody's hurt bad, you end up sitting and waiting for a long time.
Right. It's in a place that they didn't have to send the EMTs. Cunningham Fire Department's, probably 2 miles north of where this occurred at. And it's off of 101. When you turn onto that exit, which is not marked, it's just really, really steep. I mean, if a flatbed come up there, he'd drag bottom. And when they come off, they're usually running, pretty good clip. Well, there's a turnoff about 20 yards at the bottom of that hill, which is not very long. So I think, I suspect somebody was at the bottom of that hill and pulled out, and a car come flying off of 101 and got him right in the nose.
Could be a lot of accidents lately. I guess there always are. There's been a few fatalities. Had a guy in a dump truck in another vehicle on rubber truck was ended up passing away. It's usually not the guy in the big vehicle, so I don't know what happened there.
He was ejected, Shane, so I suspect he did not have his seatbelt on. And the other guy was a Mexican driving an Audi, and he or she, whichever one it was DUI.
Okay, that makes a little more sense. A lot of people that are impaired don't get hurt even in a serious accident. And if you get ejected, unless it's just, one of my brothers was ejected out of the front windshield of an old van, one of those flat-nosed Ford vans back in 1975, and he was ejected, went out the window, and landed on the guardrail of the Saluda River Bridge right at the base of the lake there, the Saluda Dam, on Saluda Dam Road, and he was straddling it, and grabbed a hold and just passed out. And he was early teens at the time, but he was very fortunate. If you don't land in the right spot, you tend to get hurt if you're ejected.
I remember that from my childhood. The neighbor across the street, and back then I don't even think they had seat belts, and they were going to Kansas City, which is 125 miles north and where we live. And him and his wife were ejected out the front, and she went right through a barbed wire fence, they said. And they didn't live, of course. But I had a friend of mine, and I dearly loved the guy. He was great to help me out. Even though he wasn't on maintenance, I could ask Tim to help me anytime. And he was a mechanic on maintenance. And the only one that I would trust going up high with me, and I never, ever asked him except one time, and I got chewed out for that because he went up high to help me out. I had been operated on and couldn't get up there, and shouldn't even have been working, to tell you the truth, but they always let me come back early. I went back with a cast on my foot a couple of times. But he would not wear a seatbelt. Absolutely, positively, there wasn't any way he was going to put one on.
Mentality back in the late 70s, early 80s, of course, I think in the 70s, there weren't very many seatbelts. Well, we were in that vehicle my brother was ejected out of. It was my mother and the five of us kids. And there were no seatbelts in that thing. Maybe the driver's side had one, but there were no seats. He was sitting on the... I think he was in the front passenger seat, and then there were, you know, the cover of the old engine that was in between the two seats there. We'd always just sit on that. And then the rest of us were just sitting in the floor in the back. But there was another time we were in a station wagon. Of course, no seatbelts, just kind of sprawled on the back seat and T-boned somebody, and we were all on the floor. But I know there weren't high speeds in those accidents, so that helped. But it was a different world back then, Tom. I'm sure you remember. Well, I hope you remember anyway.
Do you remember that? I used to go to the river with my friend Tom's dad and mom, and they'd take me along he was an only child. And Richard, he would be smoking a pipe, and I can't remember. I thought he was drinking a beer at the time. Never seen him drunk, ever. But he liked beer. It, as the song says, you know, it makes him more mellow. My neighbor is that way. He loves beer. But I've never seen him really plastered or anything. He just likes to drink beer, and that's okay if you do it responsibly. But, yeah, there just wasn't any back then. What could you do, you know? Well, Shane, I've arrived home, and I see that stormer coming. I hate to pull in the garage because it's in the basement, and the car is very hot. But I think I'll pull in. Well, there comes Bernice. Maybe she'll just take them out of the back. Let me see if I can find the trunk. Yep, that's what she's going to do. And that's good. She can still lift good, and I can't. Shane, I'll catch you down the line. Talk to you later. In 4ZLK in 0TR.
In 0TR, I think this is Tom and Mr. Shane. How are y'all doing? This is KQ4LOVO.
And hello to Bernice. 73, nice to talk to you. KQ4LOO and 4ZLK. Hello, my goodness. I knew your name and it just left me. So you have to tell me again. As soon as you say it, I'll know it.
This is Tao, by the way. For some reason, I guess my propagation is not too good today. I normally sit in the same spot and get good signal, but both of y'all were going in and out, so I don't know what's going on, but I just wanted to stop in and say hello and ask how y'all doing.
We're doing good. You're coming in fine. Sometimes just a couple inches of movement will make the signal jump back up again. So I actually think there's a lot of places around town where this repeater, it hears what you're saying a lot better than it sends out, because there's a lot of places where I have trouble copying the repeater, but I get in perfectly fine. So I figured that out. I used to not transmit if I wasn't hearing it well. But if I was in the middle of a conversation and got to one of those places, everybody would tell me, well, you're making it, you know, full quieting, no problem. So I just do it anyway.
I was on both of your ends, and I think y'all might be a little distant from each other. That's kind of weird. I guess I'm just in a bad location right now at the moment for propagation. Because, I mean, y'all were both fading it out on your conversation.
It's probably where you are because I'm getting closer and closer to the repeater and got a good view of it. And Tom usually does pretty well where he is. He's got a clear view to the mountains from his location. So, and again, you know, there's weather coming through and that can affect it as well.
So I just wanted to stop in and say hello and ask how y'all are doing.
I hope you're doing well too. You having a good day?
I'm kind of frustrated because my mechanic told me to stop in first thing Monday morning and I would have my truck fixed and get there first thing this morning, and he's like, well, it'll be the end of the day before I can get it fixed. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm off today, and now you tell me that it's going to be the end of the day. I'm not going to sit here all day.
Nice to know. I can see it Monday, but at the end of the day, that would have been a little better than saying get here first thing.
If he would give me an actual timeline, he's like, well, no, I scheduled it for this. I'm like, but you told me first thing in the morning. So I was there first thing in the morning. You know, I was going to sit there and wait for a couple hours, get my truck done and everything, and go about my business, but I wasn't going to sit there all day.
I understand. All right, Sal, I'm almost home here, so I made it through the rain. The sun's poking back out again. It'll probably heat right back up and then be like a sauna with the moisture. So nice to hear you. Thanks for the call, and good luck with the car there. KQ4LOO N4ZLK. Thanks for the call.
ZLK, KQ4LOO. I will be standing by. Have a good evening. You too, Mr. Tom.